Hello and a very warm welcome once again to What's on Solihull, the show that keeps you in the know about all the fun things to see and do here in Solihull and the surrounding area. And always, we have a lot going on. Joined by the team today, I'm Ian Rogers, who runs What's on Solihull, and joined by Jeff O'Brien from Solihull Radio.
Hello there.
And Claire Bullivant from Solihull Observer.
Hello.
And the most important thing is, of course, you guys listening. So please do get in touch. Tell us about any events that you'd like included. You can contact us at the Solihull Observer telephone number, which is 0121 270 2291. Or you can email us. You can find us on social media and the Facebook page, What's on Solihull, Instagram, Twitter. Lots of ways that
how,
you can get in touch.
How did you come up with that title, What's on Solihull, Ian? It says it's just perfect.
Yeah. That's,
you were up all night thinking of that, weren't you?
Really scratching my head on that one. Yeah. No, I wasn't really that creative when we look back, was it really? We'd love to help you publicise your event. So if you do have something coming up, do let us know. And we'd love to get you in on the show as well to have a little conversation.
That's right. Did you manage to get in touch with your DJ friend?
Kyle.
Yeah.
Yeah, he'd love to come in.
Well, we should have arranged that so that we could get him actually in and talking about the sets that he's doing in and around Solihull.
Who is that, Carl Rogers?
Carl Sheriff.
Sheriff.
Yeah, I'm Rogers.
You're Rogers. Yeah. You're that one.
He needs to put his hand up. Good stuff. Right, what's happening? What are the dates that we are talking about, Claire?
So we're doing May the 16th, which is Thursday, May the 16th, until the 22nd this week. And we start off with Robert Wilkinson's Fun Fair happening at Meriden Park on the 19th. And it's going on, until the 19th. Thrills, spills and rides suitable for all ages. £1 per admission. And each ride costs £1 per child and £1.50 if you're an adult. And it's happening every day, weekdays 4 p.m. until 8:30 p.m. and on Saturday and Sunday 1 p.m. until 8:30 p.m. Have you been to this fun fair before?
I haven't.
No, nor me. I like a fun fair. I do like the big rides at the places like Alton Towers and things like that. But yeah, this sounds like a great family day out there.
Can I just say something? Sorry, it's £1 admission and then the rides are on top.
Yeah.
To get into...
It's cheaper than Alton Towers.
Don't get me wrong. Yeah, definitely cheaper than Alton Towers. But you have to pay admission now into a fun fair.
Apparently, yeah.
Wow.
£1 a ride seems very...
Yeah, it does, actually. That
seems like a good price, though.
Well, it's always been that, hasn't it? Since I was a kid, I think it was about £1 a ride.
I think there's fun fairs that are a lot more expensive.
Yeah.
Definitely. Well, bargain.
Bargain.
If the weather stays nice.
Where's Meriden Park? B375SH for your sat-navs. If you want to get over there. And when was that? That was the Thursday the 16th right through to the 19th.
Absolutely. And also on Thursday the 16th, we've got two last performances of Jesus Christ Superstar. One on Thursday, one on Friday, happening at the Court Theatre. This, of course, is based on the Gospels of Matthew, Mark, Luke and John. And the show follows the last week of Jesus Christ's life as seen through the eyes of Judas Iscariot. It's been having amazing reviews. Even if you're not religious or you don't buy into this sort of thing, it's an incredible show to go and see, and the music is just fantastic, isn't it?
Everyone knows those
songs. Mm-hmm. I Don't Know How to Love Him and Superstar, fantastic songs, and it's a fantastic production at the Solihull Core, and it's by the Solihull Theatre Company. So you can find out all the details solihulltheatrecompany.com and get your tickets on the Core website.
Brilliant. Quiz night at St John's Hall in Knowle, 7 o'clock. Tickets cost £10 and that includes a fish and chip supper and a raffle. All proceeds will go to the Arden South Africa project. And if you want to get in touch with St John's Hall in Knowle, it's 07716166609. Presumably that's to pre-book tickets.
Yeah, and I think this is to send six of their pupils or something to South Africa to help.
Oh, brilliant.
With the charity. So it's a great cause, and quiz nights, aren't they fun? Mm-hmm. And I love the fact you can always invite like your mum and your brother and your old friends and have people of all ages and all different, because it's really useful if you have someone who knows about history and also somebody knows about the Kardashians or something. You need to cover all your bases. So.
That's right. A good pub quiz team or a good quiz night team is always a benefit. What else is happening, Ian?
We've got Comedy for One Night Only, which is at the Bushell Hall. That's Solihull School. That's taking place on Thursday. That looks really good, actually. It's hosted by Barbara Nice. Have you ever come across Barbara Nice?
No, I haven't.
No, but I like her name.
Yeah, she's absolutely crazy and very funny.
I saw her
upstairs. No, in a nice way. I saw her upstairs at the Red Lion in Knowle the one year. She got us all to stand in line and she crowd surfed from the stage.
Wow.
And she's like an elderly woman. Hmm. Her persona is an elderly woman. So to have
it's a character that she plays.
Alter ego. So she crowd surfed frontwards across the crowd. It was just quite insane. But it's so I think that'd be quite entertaining. She's the host on the night. She's also joined by Mandy Mudden and Johnny Awesome. Bar opens at 7 o'clock. Show starts at 8 o'clock, running through till 10 o'clock. Tickets are available. You can text 07986 632 540, or they've given us an email address as well, which is comedymarie@gmail.com. And they're raising funds for the Green Lane Playgroup in Shirley as well. So great cause as well, whilst enjoying yourself.
Brilliant.
Absolutely.
Friday, the 17th of May, Claire.
Yeah, Vanity Clinic. I don't know if you guys have ever been for your beauty treatments there, but I've been a few times. It's a great place, and they're offering a day of aesthetic treatments and showing you the ropes of things you can do for your face and body. They're a great team there, and it's open all day, big open day. Hopefully there'll be lots of goodie bags and free giveaways and things you can take away with you. But if you need more information, just go to vanityclinic.com. And Vanity is spelled V-A-N-I-T-E.
Where are they based?
They're actually based in Solihull.
I know exactly where they are.
Oh, you know, you explain.
Do you know where Thursfield Solicitors are in the courtyard?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
They're directly opposite there, the first unit in the courtyard over on the Warwick Road.
Okay,
you need
perfect.
To get yourself along, Ian.
I definitely do need to get myself along. Thank you for that.
Yeah, what were you saying?
They're a really good clinic, actually, because I don't know, obviously you guys don't go to these sort of things, but I love all your beauty treatments and everything. You can go to some places. I wasn't being mean. I mean, it's more of a girl thing, isn't it, these things? But some of them are so expensive. But these guys, they've got all the top stuff and the top treatments and things, and it doesn't cost you an arm and a leg. So definitely check them out.
Brilliant. Moving on, the Solihull Chamber of Commerce Business Expo is at the Holiday Inn at Birmingham Airport, 10 o'clock until 3 o'clock. Over 50 exhibitors will be showcasing the best of Solihull, and over 400 delegates will be attending to connect and network in one of the biggest events in the region. Now, that's Friday the 17th of May over at the airport there. And 10 till 3. If you want to attend, book your free delegate place, head across to their website. Have a look at some of the seminars and see if you want to go. At 10 o'clock, look at the programme. Have you seen the programme?
I know, they've got some amazing companies and people there.
Yeah. Speed networking, marketing seminars, doing business in Solihull, an economic snapshot, and the exhibition closes around 3. There's so much information in the emails that they've sent us to talk about here on the What's On podcast. There is too much to go into, but if you do want to head across and have a look at the expo website, find out everything you need to know there.
And it's also on the Solihull Bid website as well. One thing I've realised about Solihull is, since I've been working here, is the community and the networking. Like, you guys, especially you two, you're right up there. Everyone knows you two and you know everyone else. But it's such an incredible town to network, and everyone helps everyone else out. And Solihull Bid are just fantastic. Mm-hmm, they're always on hand to be there and offer advice and support. And it's just an incredible town for that, isn't it?
It's definitely been driven a lot more, I would say, more recently. And I think people probably seen the benefits of all being collectively progressive together rather than kind of trying to stand on your own. We're stronger together. So I think there are lots of them. I'm at that one on Friday. I'm meeting Lillian, the director, at 11 o'clock on Friday. And then you're talking to networking. I was at the Business Biscotti this morning at the Crown Plaza Hotel presenting there. So there is lots going on for people. If people have got a business and they're trying to push it out there or create networks, then there's definitely opportunities in the area.
Absolutely.
Can we bring it back to Ian World now, if that's all right? Ian, tell us a little bit about the time tunnel with Dave J.
Does this mean we're not talking about beauty anymore now?
No.
Yeah.
Let's come back to your area of expertise.
Of course. So, Dave J's at the Mason's Arms on Friday. Time tunnel. So basically, literally travelling everything through all the decades from the 70s, 80s, 90s, noughties, all the new stuff. So it just takes you on a bit of a musical journey. At Isabella's, more live music. I was in there again. I think I'm getting quite regular there, actually. I was in there on Saturday night. Had a few drinks, most pleasurable.
Nice.
And some food, really highly recommend it. Live music there this Friday with Alex Harry, one of their popular guys. He's on from 9 o'clock. And remember, both of those events as well, a free entry.
Oh,
and
just before you go a little bit further, Ian, I just wanted to say, this next one's a 4 a.m. finish.
It is, yeah.
Are you going to go for it at all this week?
I was there till 3 o'clock this week.
Good man.
Respect.
Yeah, I wasn't drinking though, otherwise. It would have not been that kind of hour.
Who's playing at Walkabout?
So Walkabout will be Kyle Sheriff. He's our new DJ around the town. He's doing doing really well, and he's also playing at the Slug and Lettuce on Saturdays as well. But Friday night, his residency is at Walkabout, 10 o'clock through till 4 o'clock in the morning.
Wow. Claire, what's happening next?
On Saturday, we only got sent one Saturday event this week. I can't believe it. Normally we have all Saturday events, but this week on Saturday, we're giving you a day off. You can go and rest. The only thing you have to do on Saturday is go to the fine local food fair happening at Mill Square and on the High Street and Mill Lane on Saturday between 9 a.m. until 5:30 p.m. You can sample the best of locally sourced food and produce from a range of top quality suppliers. And they also have loads of crafts and arts and items like that you can pick up. You can really get a bargain. If you want more information on it all, go to skets.co.uk, and that's skets, skets.
Okay, just before we move on Saturday, I did want to point out, this is not on our script in any way, anybody, so don't quote me on this. I'm going to a kids mud run.
Oh.
And I happen to know that there might be one in our local area as well, so I'm going to have a quick look while you two are chatting to see if I can find out, because I'm taking my three youngsters to get muddy in the fields, and it's basically like a tough mudder.
Yeah, but for children.
But for kids, yeah. And you can do it with them. And I happen to think that there might be one in Earlswood.
Well, there is one on Sunday. It's called the Woof Run. Is that what you're thinking of?
Oh, no. I think there's something else. Oh. But I'll come back to it while you're having a chat.
Well, the one on Sunday is the Woof Run, and it's at Bruton Park. And it's a sponsored obstacle course for dogs and their owners. And it features numerous wet and muddy challenges to manoeuvre around, through, over and under. Registration is only £10 per dog, and all proceeds go to St Basil's. So it's for a great cause. You can find out all the details on stbasils.org.uk/thewoofrun. And we hope to see you there. Have you got a dog, Ian? Have you ever done one of those?
No, I haven't.
Doesn't it sound fun?
Yeah, I'll borrow someone's dog for that.
if anyone's got a good dog.
Not too sure how well trained it will be under my ownership, but...
You can borrow hashtag Radio Dog if you want.
Can you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Who's Radio Dog?
Radio Dog's a dog that is part of the station. And he and I, basically, if we go to events, Radio Dog has now got his own following. Hashtag Radio Dog. If you're out there and you follow Solihull Radio social media, have a look under hashtag Radio Dog and you will see...
Is this a real dog?
This is a real dog.
I want to assume it's like a radio mascot for a moment.
No, is he in the room with us now?
He's not in the room with us now, but sometimes he comes into the studio with me and sits under the table when the guests are in and we're recording, but he's not here today.
And is it a real dog?
It is a real dog.
I thought we were playing make-believe dog.
No, it is a real dog. Okay. There's a wonderful website, okay, because at the time I wasn't able to commit in terms of our family to having our own dog, because I'm out and about a lot and it wouldn't be fair. So I joined this website called borrowmydoggy.com and you pay an annual subscription, and then people that require people to sit with their dogs put their picture of their dog on and say, can anyone look after our dog in the day? And we joined one, and we're very lucky to have hashtag Radio Dog now join us quite often at the house, and he comes in and he's part of our little family.
What a great idea.
It's lovely. I'll introduce you to... Shall I tell you his real name?
Yeah.
Bailey.
Okay.
Okay. So if you ever are in the studio and Bailey's bounding around, he's a lovely, lovely thing.
I love that whole idea.
And he's also known as hashtag Radio Dog.
And a great idea for people that have got dogs that need to go out to do work or do little bits to have them looked after for free, I guess.
It is for free. We don't charge. And apart from the annual subscription to the website, borrowmydoggy.com, that's it. And you set up a relationship with the owners, and they can just call on you and as and when.
Also on Sunday, if you fancy like being nice and volunteering for something, there's a boardwalk construction, Join the Conservation Day, and they're basically constructing a boardwalk in Billwood. You can visit solihullcv.org.uk and register there. And I don't actually know what a board... What, I thought boardwalks were by the ocean. Does anyone... Can anyone enlighten me what this is? Is there water in Billwood?
Well, I have no idea.
In Bill's Wood?
Yeah.
There is a very, very tiny stream.
Okay.
But
maybe
there's nothing
building
to...
Building a board... Well, if you do it, let us know what it's all about. Take some photos and send them in to us. Because
yeah,
it'd be interesting to know what it's all about. But it's obviously a good... company that's organizing it all. And so yeah, if you do want more information, Dave Fernie is the name, and his telephone number is 0121 459 1697.
Whilst you two have been talking, I have found the information.
Was you correct?
I was kind of correct. It is on Sunday and it starts at 9 o'clock, and that is Sunday the 19th, and it is actually at Umberslade Farm.
Out there in
Tamworth and Arden, and it's called the Mud for Kids, and it's Mud Kids Birmingham, event for adventurous kids where you're happy to get them covered in mud. A mud trail is fun-filled course of ever-changing obstacles, challenges, water and mud, and it's around 3 kilometres, so if they can do 3K. Tickets are, I think there's a cost... if you just bear with me, from £16, I think. So if you want to take part in that, there's a small ticket cost.
I have an issue in mud.
Go ahead.
I just don't like it. It's dirty. I've been signed up, I think, to do a rat race for next year, which is a 20-mile obstacle course. My PT guy's done it recently, last weekend. And he looks broken. And he's my PT.
Wow.
And he signed me up to do it in 12 months' time. And it just looks... hideous. But the worst thing is going through lakes and getting muddy. That just doesn't appeal to me. The obstacles and the running and things, that seems okay.
Mm-hmm. I did Tough Mudder a couple of years ago, and you get covered in mud. You literally have
head to
go
toe.
Through yeah head to toe mm. everywhere. It's there for days. No matter how much you shower, you find it in your ears, and yeah, it's pretty horrible. But it's so cool. Having said I've done it, it was one of the best experiences of my life.
I'm doing the Wolf Run in September in aid of Get Ahead Charitable Trust over there on the Warwick Road, and that's 10k over the obstacles and through the mud and through the lakes, because there's an open water swim as well.
It's definitely worthwhile doing. Yeah. Anyway, Sunday is a very busy day, all these mud runs and things, but there's also Starstruck Dance happening at the Core Theatre. This is the sensational students from the Starstruck Performing Arts Academy. They're showcasing their acting, singing and dancing. They always put on great shows, these guys, and you can book your tickets for that at the box office, 0121 704 6962.
Okay. Right, some more music coming up as well. Slug and Lettuce.
Yes. I was just looking at that and trying to think, where is that on a Sunday? But Sunday. Yeah, no, it is at the Slug and Lettuce in Solihull. Live acoustic music. Alex Harry making his debut there on Sunday at 6 o'clock. Again, a great free entry. And if the weather stays like this over the week, that'll be beautiful on the terrace there.
Tuesday the 21st of May, some people that I know very well, is the Solihull Music Service. The rock and pop gig at the Core Theatre. See the talented pupils of Solihull Music Service perform in the studio there. And tickets are £6 and that begins at 7 o'clock.
That's going to be a good night. Mm-hmm. How would they... So do they put on these performances? I went to the one at the Symphony Hall they did about a month or so ago, which was incredible. But so all throughout the year they put on performances?
Everywhere as well. The Jaguar Land Rover Social Club, they use that as a venue. They use Solihull Radio as a venue. They've played live as well, so we go and record them, and they're just really, really good
musicians.
They use the Warwick Arts Centre as well over there in Coventry to do the really big performances, Brass Blast and the strings section as well, so they're all out there doing it.
If you don't go to that on Tuesday, the 21st of May, Choice Grenfell at the Core Theatre is definitely also worth checking out. This is a celebration of the 40th anniversary of the loss of the great genteel comedian and monologist Joyce Grenfell. The box office number for that is 0121 704 6962, and that's supposed to be a fantastic show as well.
Brilliant stuff. Forever in Blue Jeans on Wednesday, the 22nd of May, joins us at the Core Theatre. One of the greatest parties in town as Forever in Blue Jeans celebrates 24 happy, successful years on the road. CoreTheatreSolihull.co.uk.
Brilliant. And that concludes the roundup events for this week. Things to do and see around the town. If you've got an event that you'd like to get included, do get in touch. Email us your event details or give us a call and let us help you publicise it to all of our readers and listeners of Solihull Radio and all the views on social media on what's on Solihull. Thanks for listening and have a great week.
Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye.